We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Pidyon Bechor, Halacha Hey, in middle of paragraph 19. We're up to the sub-paragraph, V'ze Bechinas Malchuscho Malchus Kol Olamim. In our Likutei Halachos, it's page 434, the right-hand column, a little more than halfway down the page. V'ze Bechinas Malchuscho Malchus Kol Olamim. Rav Nosson Zal says this is what the Pasuk means in Ashrei when it says that Hashem's kingdom is an eternal kingdom. Shemalchusa yisporach moileches umoysheles bechol ha'olamos kulam meirosh kol dargin vatsoif kol dargin. This tells us that Hashem's kingdom rules and extends throughout all the worlds from the highest level to the lowest level. Vafilu b'shoel tachtiyas u'mitachtov. Even when we go down to the basement and the sub-sub-basement, the lowest levels of Gehenim, there also Hashem is found and Hashem is ruling. Kiles asar ponumine. There is no place that is void of Hashem's presence. U'kamay shekosev, as the Pasuk says, u'malchusoy bakoil mosholo. Hashem's kingdom rules over everything, everywhere. Ach, leida lohidia zois l'chol boi oilam. However, to really know this and to enlighten the whole world about this, hurak al yedei hatzadikei emes shoyiskem bozeh, is only achieved through the true tzadikim who are involved in this. Lahamshich hadas hakodesh anal, to broadcast this holy awareness of Hashem. Shaydeze moidin koichoyum emshalte isporach midor ledor. And by their teachings, these great tzaddikim enlighten the world about Hashem's authority, Hashem's kingdom, and that knowledge is transmitted from generation to generation through their students, through their teachings, through their sfarim. Shemize medaber kol hamizmor hakodesh hazeh. And Rav Nosson Zal says, this is actually what the entire Ashrei is all about, that chapter in Tehillim. Shehu Tehillah LeDavid, the chapter that begins with the words Tehillah LeDavid Aramimcha Elokai Hashem. She'olav Amar Rabbi Seinuzal, about which our rabbis say in the Gemara, Kol Ho'imer Tehillah LeDavid Sholosh Pamim B'chol Yoyim Muftach Loi Shu Ben Olam Haba, that any Jew who recites this chapter of Tehillim three times a day is guaranteed Olam Haba, Kamei Shekosev Shom, as the Gemara says there. So Rav Nosson Zal says now, Kamei Shekosev Shom, as we find in the chapter over there, the words, Doer Ledoer Yeshabach Maasecha, that one generation to the next generation praises all of Hashem's actions. Zecher Rav Tuvcho Yabiu, and we remind ourselves, we remember the goodness, the great goodness of Hashem. Kamei Shapirish Rashi Shom, as Rashi Kodesh points out on that pasuk, Zecher Avtuv Chayabiyu, Ayin Shom, look over there. Rashi there says that, again, it's speaking about the kingdom of Hashem, that one generation of Jews passes on to the next generation the recognition of Hashem's kingdom and authority. Yoiducha Hashem Kol Maasecho, V'chasidecho Yivorchucha. All of your creations, Hashem, praise you, and your chasidim bless you. Kivoid malchuscho yomeru. They speak about the honor of your kingdom. Lohidia levnei hodom gvuroisov. And they enlighten mankind about your power, your strength. Uchevoid hadar malchusoi. And the honor and beauty of your kingdom. Malchuscho malchuscho leilomim. This is Rav Nosson Zal quoting the sentences that are most obvious there in speaking about this. And now he says, Hainu. What the psukim there are telling us is shehachasidim, that the truly righteous people shehem hatzadikei emes, which are the true tzadikim, moidim levnei hodom gevuroisav uchvoid adar malchusoi. They are the ones who inform and enlighten mankind about Hashem's power, about Hashem's kingdom. Ki moidim shemalchus chamalchus kol olamim. They enlighten us and teach us that Hashem's kingdom extends throughout all the worlds. V'ho'ikr, and the most important aspect of this is, על ידי שממשיך עם מלכוסי ממשלתו מדור לדור לנצח, by the fact that they see to it that Hashem's kingdom is that the awareness of Hashem's rulership is passed on from generation to generation eternally. Bebchinas u'memshaltecho b'chol dor v'dor, that Hashem rules in every generation. Ki ze ikar he'oras hadasanal, because this is the main enlightenment. When we talk about people being enlightened, this is the real enlightenment. Sheyiskayim malchusoy memshalta yisborach midor ledor lenetzach, that Hashem's kingdom and authority and rulership should be recognized and respected from generation to generation eternally. V'zeh, and how do the tzaddikim make sure that that happens? Al yidei soymech Hashem l'chol anoiflim v'zoykeif l'chol akfufim. By Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal explains, b'chinas hamshochas hadas hanal bedorei mato, by the tzaddikim making sure not only to teach learned people, advanced people, but to pass on this enlightenment to the lower levels, to the lowest levels. She'ikoroi lismoich velizkoif eskol hanoiflim v'hakfufim, of which the main thing is to give support and to lift up those who have fallen away from Hashem, away from Torah, away from Yiddishkeit. Lechazkom uliamtzom lesa'adom ulahakimom, to give them every kind of support and encouragement that they need, shelo yiplu, that they shouldn't fall out completely, chas v'shalom, they shouldn't lose their connection completely to Hashem and to Torah and to Yiddishkeit. How do the tzaddikim accomplish that? Al yidei shemoydiim lohem, by teaching them, ki Hashem itom adayin, that Hashem is still with you. Even though you fell away, you haven't been keeping Shabbos, you haven't done it, you haven't done this, Hashem is still with you. Hashem wants you close to Him. And the minute you decide to start coming close to Hashem, Hashem is right there for you. Kimaloi chol horetz kevoidoi, because Hashem's kovoid fills the entire world from top to bottom. Vayedezeh, and by lifting up these people on the lowest levels, Oyla hamalchus, the malchus is elevated, umekabeles haparnosa, and the malchus receives parnosa, as we learned earlier, from the Yam HaChochma, from the Yodayim Shebiyam HaChochma, from the Ramozim, al yidei habitchoinois shel kol ha'olam, through the bitochin of all people in the world. What do we mean bitochin? She'enehem mistaklois ala parnosa, whereby all eyes are looking for parnosa. They're looking to Hashem for parnosa. They trust, they realize, recognize that the parnosa is from Hashem, and they put their faith and trust in Hashem. Shaydeze mekabeles haparnosa mehayodayim shibyam hachochma, through these bitchoinois, and by the malchus going up with all of these bitchoinois, that enables the malchus to receive parnosa from the yodayim shibyam hachochma. And this also generates this he'oras harotzoin, this very bright light, this deep, deep yearning for Hashem that people experience, that the Jews experience when they're eating. Shekol ze hu bechinas, all of this is included in the pasuk, Einei choil eilecho yisaberu, all eyes, Hashem, are turned to you, are looking to you for help. V'ato noisein lohem esochlam be'itoi, and you give them their food, their sustenance, at the right time. Daika, poiseach es yodecho, Hashem, you open your hands, u'masbi'a l'chol chai rotzaim, and you satisfy every single person's desire, rotzaim. U'masbi'a, Hashem gives us this he'oras harotzaim. Kemavoy Hashem b'hatoyr anal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, in Torah Zayin and Likutei Moran Tanina, which this halach is based on, Ayin Sham, look over there. We see how Rabbeinu Zal brings together all of these psukim. He shows how all of these psukim are tied into the different things he's mentioning in the Torah Likutei Moran. V'alkein nismachu ze laze. And this is the reason why these psukim are written right next to each other. V'einei cholalachi saberu, the atanois lenlach beitoi, the poiseach asiodecho, the masbircho harotzen. It's all connected beautifully based on Rabbeinu Zal's explanation over there in Likutei Moran. Paragraph Chof. V'zeh b'chinas lechem haponim. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain one of the very holy things in the Beis Hamikdash, which was the breads, the special loaves of bread that were on the Shulchan, in the Mishkan, in the Beis Hamikdash, and this bread was there 24/7. All week, the bread had to be on the table. When they put the new breads on Shabbos, as they moved away the old breads, they moved in the new breads. They made sure that the table was never left empty without any breads on it. And Hashem made a miracle that the bread there, even though it sat there for 6 days, almost 7 days, it was as fresh as when you first put it there. And this is called in the Torah, Lechem Haponim. Ponim means face. And the Gemara and the Sforim explain why it's called Lechem Haponim, because of the shape that it was. If you look at the diagrams that they have in different Sforim that show you how the Shulchan was, how the shelves on the Shulchan were, and how that bread was, how it had a face to it, in a sense. Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain it to us now on a spiritual level. V'zeh b'chinas, paragraph chof, v'zeh b'chinas lechem haponim shenitztavinu sheyeh munach lechem tomid lefnei Hashem b'veis hamikdash. We were commanded that there should always, constantly be this bread on the table before Hashem in the Beis Hamikdash. U'b'yoyim ha-Shabbos ochlu oisam ha-Koyanim. And on Shabbos is when the Kohanim ate the loaves that had been there all week the previous week, and the new loaves were put there. Ki ikar he'oras harotzoin hu b'Shabbos. Because as we discussed earlier in one of the previous shurim, the day of the week when there is the greatest he'oras harotzoin is on Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, all of us are on a much, much higher spiritual level. We have the neshama yisera, the nefesh yisera, as it's called. And the word nefesh means rotzoin. We have the pasuk in Chumash where it says by Avram Avinu, where Avram Avinu said to Ephron and to the Bnei Ches, "Im yesh es nafshechem likpoir es beisi, if you want to let me bury my wife," and he used the word nefesh for rotzoin. Nefesh means rotzoin. So therefore, Shabbos, which is the day of major nefesh, where we have the double nefesh, it means that's the day of the greatest he'oras harotzoin. Shezeo b'chinas goydel ha-mitzvah shel achila Shabbos. And as we mentioned in the previous year, this is also the reason why it's such a great mitzvah to eat on Shabbos. Ki oz b'shasu achilo ikar he'oras harotzoin kanal. Because the time, the activity during which a person experiences the greatest he'oras harotzoin is during eating. V'alkein, we said again, Horas HaRotzoin means that the person has an infinite yearning and desire for Hashem. Like, I can't get enough of Him. I can't get enough of Hashem. I only want Hashem. I only want to be close to Hashem. I only want to do what Hashem wants. That's this Horas HaRotzoin. V'alkein hoyomuchroch sheyeh beveis hamikdash lechem tomid b'li hefzik. And now we'll be able to understand why in the Beis Hamikdash there had to be this Lechem Aponim on the table all the time, uninterrupted. Ki ikar hadas hu beveis hamikdash. Because the location on earth where you have the greatest concentration of das is the Beis Hamikdash. Shekolu mebechinas ben v'talmid kemoi shemavur ba'toran al bayar heitev. Because as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, the Beis Hamikdash had in it the combination of the das of the son and the das of the student, which is koilel all facets of das. Ve'ikar kiyum hadas hual yedei horotzoin hameir b'shas o'achilo daika kanal. And Rabbeinu Zal explains that the main thing that sustains this das is when there is he'oras haratzon during eating. V'al kein hoyo ha'hechrich, and this is why it was critical shebe'beis hamikdash shubchinas hadas shel ben v'talmid, that in the beis hamikdash, which is the center of das, yiyamunach sham lechem haponin talmid b'liyehav sikrega, that the bread should be there all the time, 24/7. The bread should be there. K'mayisham Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara tells us, k'dei sheyia nimshach sham he'oras haratzoin shemeir b'halechem v'parnosa daikakanal. So that there should be this constant flow of he'oras haratzoin that shines in the bread and parnosa, as we learned earlier. Because the Beis Hamikdash is the nuclear generator for das, it has to also be pumping out he'oras haratzoin all the time. And that's why the bread, which represents parnosa, has to be there all the time. V'al kei nikro lechem haponim, Rav Nosson Zal says, now I'll give you a spiritual reason why these breads were called lechem haponim, al shem he'oras haratzoin. Because the face is another term for he'oras haratzoin. When I don't like somebody, I don't want to see his face, his ugly face. Or I turn my back on that. I don't want to look at him. I don't want to look at him. That's when I reject somebody completely. Rejection is no face. And when you like somebody, when we ask Hashem to love us, we say, Penei Eli v'choneni, Hashem, face us. Look at us. So the term ponim is synonymous with he'oras haratzoin. So this bread, which is all about lechem, which is all about he'oras haratzoin, is called lechem haponim. Al shem he'oras haratzoin, shubchinas he'oras ponim. Because another term for he'oras haratzoin is this he'oras ponim. Bechinas, because remember we always said that he'oras haratzoin is two-directional. It's our deep love and yearning for Hashem. That's our ratzoin. And the he'oras haratzoin from Hashem is Hashem looking upon us with this deep longing and yearning, Hashem wanting only our benefit, only our good. Bechinas, as we have in the blessings that the Kohanim give us, where we say, Yo'er Hashem ponov eilecho vichuneko. May Hashem shine the light of His face upon you and grace you. So we see again that he'oras haponim is he'oras haratzoin. It's the same thing. Kamayshem of Lershom, as Rav Enizal says over there in Likutei Moran. V'alkein nismach beparshas emor, parshas lechem aponim, leparshas shel mitzvah sneiros hamenoira. Rav Nosanel says, now I'll tell you another interesting thing. Now I'll tell you why in parshas emor, which is one of the places in the Torah where it speaks about lechem aponim, it writes about the lechem aponim right next to where it speaks about the menorah. What's the connection? Zebechinas, this is tied into the pasuk, lehatzil ponim mishomen, that the face should shine from oil, hainu bechinas he'oras ponim, that refers to the light of the face, which we said is he'oras haratzoin, shemeir b'halechem, which shines into, that kindness, that glow of Hashem, shines into the food, the bread, the parnosa. Bechinas, as the pasuk continues, v'lechem levaf enosh yisod, and bread satisfies the heart of the person. K'mayshim avur shem b'atorna, as Rabbi Nizal explains over there. So we see the connection between he'oras ponim, the menorah, which was the face of Hashem, the light of Hashem's face, and the lechem haponim, which is the parnosa, the achila, which receives this he'oras haratzoin.